everyone. Margaret Gray here, and it's the Phil Henry Show, and we were just listening to Phil giving another one of his speeches.
Phil, you were going on and on about something.
Mr. It's pretty good.
Well, I mean, I get riled up on stuff.
Well, in any event, Phil is now not, you're not that riled up, right?
No, I'm not, I'm fine.
It is the Phil Henry Show. I'm Margaret Gray. If we can get the song, Bud.
Well, Ms. Gray, what about the song again?
I told you the song is Walking in Memphis. It was requested by one of our listeners. I am going to try and sing it later on these very airwaves.
Hey.
Thank you, General. I'm glad someone...
I'm sorry, I missed the cue.
Yeah, you missed the cue.
Oh, so you're going to sing Walking in Memphis, huh?
Yes, I am. That was requested by a listener. Why are you looking at me like as...
Like what?
Well, you're looking at me as if, wow, so you had that spinal injury and now you think you're going to go out and waltz.
No, no, Margaret, I'm just... No! Why would you think that?
She's always thinking that people are trying to put her down.
General, why don't you lean into the conversation? You're there in the back going,
she did it. I'm just someone, what is it with you?
I'm just trying to double check and make sure Henry here isn't trying to play me for the fool.
Thomas, well, I'd like to hear Walking to Memphis.
Thank you very much, Robert. As disingenuous as that sounded, at least it was polite.
You're welcome.
Hey.
Shut up.
All right, so anyway, welcome to the program. This is, by the way, that song is... Bang, bang, bang. And who's that by, Bud?
It's by the Negro Quartet. Or no, what are you talking about, man?
Let me see that. It's called Big Bang, you jackball.
Big Bang, you jackball.
No, he said it's by a group called Big Bang.
Yeah, Big Bang is the name of the group. So, hi, the Phil Henry Show for today, Tuesday. And I want to just say to anybody that I owe money to, the checks are going out today.
Well, this is bill paying day, huh?
Yeah, today is bill paying day. And as such, we pay bills, you know.
Well, and is the Phil Henry Show in the green?
Well, it's really none of your business, Ms. Gray.
How dare you?
All right, well, hey, wait.
Tell me that.
In the black, you mean.
What's that?
What do you mean it's in the black? Oh, yeah, that's right. If you say a company is turning a profit... It's in the black.
Yeah, it's in the black, like in Vegas.
All right, is it in the black?
Yeah, we're doing fine. We're doing fine. We're doing groovy. But yeah, we are, you know, we've got our association with Podcast One, which is a beautiful thing. These are some great people. I want to also tell everybody what you were talking about, General.
Yeah, what are you going to edit this? You did the interview there Hold. You did it with David Koechner. You did it with Kurt Brandl. You did it with Kai Indoor Kaiser. And you did it with Brody Steve. And I, Brody Stevens, and I haven't heard hide nor hair out of when that got...
We are editing as we speak, and we will have that ready to crank probably next week. So don't worry. Our four-man panel show called The Science of the Funny, and the general was right, our first four... who are our first...
it's Kurt Brandoler.
Yeah, Kurt Brandoler and Brody Stevens. David Koechner and Guy Under Kaiser will be on our very first show, and we will have them next week. So that one is in the bag. And again, many, many thanks to those guys. Boy, nice guys.
What is the guy?
His name is Brody Stevens.
Well, why did I think it's Boo Boo Stevens?
Well, I thought it was.
What do you mean you thought it was?
I thought it'd be, and I know Stephen Brody Stevens. I know Brody Stevens, but then...
You thought Boo Boo Stevens? You gotta be out of your mind, man.
I said I didn't know.
I told you.
All right, Bud, don't fuck stuff up on purpose, okay?
I didn't.
Yeah, you did. Where's that echo coming from that I'm hearing?
You know what, Phil? It may be the echo between your ears.
Woo!
Got you on that one, Phil.
Oh, he got me. All right.
Jesus, did you see that? Ladies and gentlemen, you didn't see Philly when he got me. And his arms went up as if he was Count Dracula. You know?
I mean, Dracula.
That's the absolute correct pronunciation. I will brook no objection. And what is that?
It's the helicopter. It's, it's time now for our good friend there, Bob Bacon. Bob, the traffic?
Yeah, Phil, it's found out. He found it. Well, if you got down, you found it. And you got your spinner on. Now, I'll tell you, out here on the Hi-Fi Freeway right now, we got a celebration. They're celebrating the flab light. And the flab out here is unbelievable. If you're coming out the hot side freeway and there's flab all over you, gonna have to get down south. Coming up here on the 15th freeway as we go along the mountainside and go down the skirt got coming out there, it's Lewis and Clark. coming down on the canoe, and there's Indians out there wanting to trade for pelts. I'm sure it's going to be fantastic. Bob Bacon traffic.
And this is Harvey Wireman with today's news break here on the Phil Henry Show. I'm Harvey Wireman. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen, but I have phlegm. Later on in the show, Phil Henry will be dealing with the Rockefeller Dollar Sala controversy.
So we don't have glasses, huh?
Hey, Phil, do you want to shut up or something?
Look, Phil, the guy's doing the thing. I'm sorry, but...
Just shut up, all right? I got glasses on, right? These are the wrong glasses. I'm going to ask my daughter. Denise, honey, get my glasses, please.
No, I think the glasses are here.
She wants to get the glasses.
Okay, are we...
Hold the phone, Phil. I'm a grandfather and a father. I've got a daughter and a dog daughter. Not a dog daughter.
What do you mean a dog daughter?
My granddaughter. Give me the glasses, honey.
No.
Give me the glasses. Okay. How big are these?
Bozo.
These are Bozo. Shh.
You know, I got to ask a question.
Yeah. Have her go up. What?
How do you blow this every morning with the...
I ask my grand... Look, at my granddaughter insists she's got to be the one that brings me my glasses. Now, my eyes, I can't see a thing. I'm blind. I'm stark, cold, raving blind. And when she comes in with these Bozo glasses, I don't know, she puts them on.
Do you see any better when you put the glasses on?
I think I do, because I take the page and I put it right up to my face.
No, you're pushing the page about a half an inch from your face.
Yeah. You ought to know about that, huh, Margaret? Getting something a half an inch from your...
You dirty, filthy old pig.
I'm sorry, but I'm under pressure.
You dirty, filthy old pig.
I'm under pressure, okay? I'm having dinner today with your husband. I'm having steak and eggs at dinner with your husband this morning at Ted's of Beverly Hills. And
Ted's of Beverly? You make that mistake one more time, and so help me, Jesus.
Oh, so that's a good fight.
Hey, hey, hey. What's going on here?
I'm waiting for the glasses.
I told him not to say Ted's of Beverly Hills. He does that on purpose.
I do it on purpose to break up the monotony of waiting for these. Here it is. I got him. All right, Phil, here we go. This is Harvey Weaver. Shit.
Yeah, why don't you call yourself that Harvey Beaverman?
Well, it'd be accurate.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
I got to hand it to you, Harvey.
Thank you, thank you. I'll be getting the accolades later.
See what I'm talking? I'd like to express myself to all the women in the audience right now.
No, you don't. No, you don't.
Yes, I am. To all the women.
La, 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 la.
Harvey, grow up.
Fuck.
To all the women, you can see what it takes to be in broadcasting. The garbage, the pure sewage and effluvia that is flung upon me, and the stink, woo, set you free.
All right, can we...
Go ahead.
Rachel Dolezal has stepped down from her position as president of the NACBA chapter in Spokane, Washington. Dolezal, I gotta have that,
Jesus Christ, Wireman, what are you're getting off on it?
I like the music, okay? Dolezal, Wehiti woman who identified as African American for nearly a decade, announced the Nauwoo in the...
Okay, thank you, Harvey. That was great.
Well, I've got a lot more here.
No. That's perfectly fine. Harvey Wireman, ladies and gentlemen, with the news. Thank you, Harvey. We'll be looking forward to...
Yeah, sure, whatever.
All right, folks, we'll be right back. World-famous Phil Henry Show. We have coming up a discussion with Professor Emory Clayton from L.A. Canyon College about Rachel Dolezal and that whole thing, you know. Eminem, phenomenal. It is.
Oh, this is the new Eminem. I love this.
This the kid Eminem, huh?
Yeah, but it's not the Eminem that you thought about.
So it's not Eminem the candy? No. Oh, I'm sorry, Phil. I'm not down with the cool shit like you are. God damn.
Well, General, there's no need.
General, take it easy. Phil didn't mean nothing.
Oh, he's taking it all personal. So, Bud, can you get up if you wouldn't mind, get up for us? Hey, where is that man? We're going to have Bud Dickman grab our YouTube. We're going to get off of YouTube the Walking in Memphis, Margaret.
Yes, this was requested by someone who had written in or commented. One of the wonderful things about the website, ladies and gentlemen, that we want you to know is when you are a Backstage Pass member, you can go to our website and you can make a little comment and you can say, Phil, this, that, and then Phil can come back with some smartass.
Yeah, Phil.
Oh, wait a minute.
No, Phil can come back with the smartass the way he does. And,
I don't come back with smartass.
Well, sometimes you do. You try to...
Yeah, Mr. Daniel, it's like, just answer the question, okay?
Hey, Bud.
Yeah, no. I feel very strongly about this.
Lay it on him, Bud.
Yeah. I got a lot of people who write in and they say, how come Mr. Henry, I really love his show. Why is he a doubker? I'm reading it here.
Douche, man.
No, it says Doukie Bag.
It ain't Doukie Bag, man.
Oh. Why is he...
Give me that. Why is Mr. Henry such a douchebag? Why are they saying that?
Because you get all smart-ass about stuff. You go, all you gotta do, answer a question directly, and then people won't be all, you know, messed up about it.
Are you finding that video?
Yes, sir, I am.
Just get the... What we need is the karaoke.
I understand it.
Yes, I want the karaoke, Bud, and only the karaoke will do... For Walking in Memphis.
All right, so later on, Margaret is going to... I'm awfully sorry if I seem like a douchebag. I don't mean to be a smartass. I try to answer everybody's questions and do it the best way I can. And sometimes... who complains about that?
Well, a lot of times the people that complain about it are Duca Bags.
Douche, man.
What is it with you and Duca Bag?
He's trying to be Harvey Weierman.
Mr. Weierman was telling me that I should be specific with the reading.
And you don't know what D-O-U-C-H means.
I do now.
Fuck. Duca Bag.
Well,
would you take the quiz? Thank you.
God. Sorry, folks. I was supposed to take a quiz so that it would...
Put on my blue suede shoes and I boarded the plane. I'm kidding. Touchdown in the land of the Delta Blues, the middle of the pouring rain. W.C. Handy, won't you look down over me? Yeah, I got a first-class ticket, but I'm as blue as a pair of balls. I'm sorry, as a boy can be, that I'm walking in Memphis.
Yeah!
I was walking with my feet 10 feet off of Beale, walking in Memphis. Ghost of Elvis out on Union Avenue. Woo! Followed him up to the gates of Graceland. Then I watched him walk right through. Now security, they did not see him. They just hovered round his tomb. But there's a pretty little thing waiting for the king down in the jungle room. Well, I'm...
Walking in Memphis.
All right. Knock it off.
My voice cracked.
Yeah.
Yeah, Ms. Gray, doing so good.
I was doing good, but the voice does crack. I do go into a female basso profundo. Walking in Memphis.
You know, the thing about this song, if I could make a comment.
Go ahead.
Everything in the song I despise. Elvis, I liked Elvis. But I hate Catfish. I hate Beale Street. I hate the idea of some little chick in the jungle room. Not that I don't like women, but I've got to go to the jungle room. You imagine, you know what the jungle room probably smells like? God damn. And the whole,
And Reverend Green, be glad to see you when you haven't got a prayer.
But boy, you got a prayer. Knock it off.
Sorry.
Folks, we'll be right back. Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com. Coming up, we've got Professor Emery Clayton there from You Know Where and all that shit, man. World famous Phil Henry Show.
Yes, the world famous Phil Henry Show. What a gas. You can be a Backstage Pass member. You can get all kinds of wild things there. You can go into the online store and buy... You don't have to be a BSP to go to the online store, right?
No.
Well, then why am I mentioning that?
Just do the online store. Yeah, I'll bet you want me to do the online store.
Would you stop?
The online store is where you can go and buy all kinds of shiat. Go to the world-famous Phil Henry Show website, philhenryshow.com, and get some stuff. Excuse me, I
goddamn, General.
I mean, goddamn, General. You never belch?
Okay, thanks a lot, General. That was so classy. Phil Henry Show.
Oh, give me a break, will you, Phil? Every man's got a little go.
All right, well, speaking of that, we have with us here Professor Emery Clayton from L.A. Canyon College. Great to have you with us, Professor, as we talk about this bizarre case. I mean, it seems bizarre to me, you know?
Well, Phil, no question, it's a very, very strange case.
Yeah, and it's this, although, you know, it's not the first time a person has tried to pass as a member of another race.
No, that's not the first time. Let me tell you the reason why this Rachel Dolezal situation has gotten so out of control and so many people. I've talked to my students. I've talked to a great many people. And I'll tell you what my students tell me. I'll tell you what my young students tell me. And these are the people I care most about. I don't care what the media says. I'm not very interested in this other gobbledygook and falderall that some of these other clowns. And let me tell you, when it comes to these kinds of stories, you have clown after clown lining up in a clown, almost in a clown line, you know, trying to, you there?
I'm right here, yeah.
Well, then,
Know about a clown line, yeah.
All right, Dickman knows. Yeah, you bet he does.
Oh, yeah, now, Dickman knows all about clown lines.
All right, can we listen? What are you trying to say, Professor?
I'm saying that you can, a story like this, we're talking about someone passing as a member of another race. In America, down through the many decades, we've had a great many black people try to pass as white. Now, white people understand this. The most cynical white people will tell you, well, sure, of course you want to pass as white. That's the best race to be, you know, and so on and so forth. We can address whether that's true or not. Nowadays, maybe it's not. Nowadays, maybe the shoe's on the other foot. Nowadays, maybe it better be black. But I won't get into that. I don't want to make anybody feel too. I don't want to depress any of the white people out there.
All right, let's try and keep this as non-confrontational as we can, Professor. Because I'm.
You know, you call me Reverend because I'm black. So you don't think of me as a professor. You think of me as a Reverend because a man of my stature must be some kind of a Bible thumping preacher man standing up there going, "Yeah, all right." Yeah, man. Because I couldn't possibly have gone to school.
Excuse me, that's not true.
The hell just happened there? It went like this. Went that.
That's not true.
All right, it's not true, but I mean, you understand how I feel that way.
Yes, we understand, but it is not true. Phil respects you, I know, Professor Clayton, because he said so. He may have you confused with Reverend Castorini, who's white.
Well, I've heard that cracker. I mean,
hey, what is with this cracker stuff? People are trying to be respectful.
I understand. I'm a little tender. That's all. I'm a little tender around the,
ass.
I wasn't gonna come right out and say it, but yeah, I got a bit of a tender ass over this whole thing because we've had a lot of bad racial news, Phil, here over the many weeks.
All right, let's talk about. You just said something's interesting. You say over this the many decades we've had people passing as different races, specifically and most notably, black people have tried to pass as white.
Absolutely.
That goes without saying. And so why is that significant now in this conversation?
Well, it's significant because I find there's a lot of white people reacting to this very childishly. You know, it's, oh, look at that. She's trying to be black. And I'm not exactly sure what these white people are trying to say. They're trying to tie it into other political and social issues. They're trying to twist it and turn it so that it somehow comes out black folks aren't honest or liberals or some, you know. The fact is what they are shocked about, and the reason why white people are upset with this Rachel Dolezal story and the reason why it is fascinating to so many whites, and I'm about to lay some truth on you now, so I hope you can handle this.
Go ahead.
Yeah, so what do you mean lay some truth?
I'm about to lay some truth on you. And I think a lot of people are going to be upset about it, especially you, Dickman. I know your racial background.
Yeah, but I'm trying to get better about it.
Just listen.
Yeah, what I'm trying to say is this. The reason why this Rachel Dolezal story is so interesting to so many of your whites is because they don't understand why it shocks them, it frightens them, it scares them when one of their own would rather be black than the blessed white skin that they feel God anointed them with. Now, check that one out. See if you don't agree. Oh!
Well, I mean, not that big of a deal.
It ain't that big of a deal. Look, Robbie, you're black. Ask all them white faces just sitting there.
Well, no, I that doesn't surprise me at all.
No, I'm not surprised. I you know, you the way you say it, are you trying to tell me? I mean, I'm not. You're just trying to tell me that she'd rather be black?
Yeah, I think so. And that's what's blowing all their minds. That's what's blowing all the puny little white minds out there. You understand what I'm saying?
Well, all right. I understand because, first of all, you have to remember Professor Clayton Emery. Yes, Emery. Professor Emery, right?
Yeah, that's my... Wow. Shit.
Come on, Margaret.
No.
That's...
You all right?
No.
I'm sorry. Professor Clayton. Emery Clayton.
Yeah, that's my name. Emery Clayton. God.
I'm sorry, I forgot, because there's a school named Emory University. I don't know. I'm trying to do the best I can.
All right, what do you want?
What I want is a clarification. Are you trying to tell me this girl preferred to be black, even though... Look, I'm very, very liberal, and I understand everything that you're saying. But surely you can't be serious when a woman would rather be black than white. Why, a white woman can walk into any restaurant, department store, etc., etc., drop a handkerchief, lift her skirt, wink, and the whole world will fall at her feet.
Well, I'm here to tell you that white woman sometimes would rather be black because she may find that exact same experience as a black woman.
Absolutely. Why not?
What do you mean, absolutely? You see a black woman and you're thinking of something other than, would you please get me more cream in this creamer? It's sour.
What the hell, Margaret?
I'm trying to be realistic.
Margaret, look, let me tell you something. Some people see a black woman and think exactly the thing you're thinking. They're thinking, hey, if you see a black woman, hey, would you get me a couple of, chairs for my table? They think it's a server, right? Some people think that. Some people see a white woman, and the first thing they think of is your husband here? Can I sit you down? Are you escorted? Now, on the other end of the stick, there's some people that see a white woman, and the first thing they think of is, what concentration camp are you a commandant of? And
how dare you?
Yeah. So that...
All right, what's going on here?
Well, I tell you, that's pretty... Are you serious?
I'm telling you, why not? Why wouldn't I be serious? Some people might see a white woman and think, hey, how many of your children did you kill?
You know, that is really rotten for you to attribute to all white women the fact that one, maybe two, maybe three, maybe I don't know how many...
Yeah, try it, like, maybe in the hundreds. Killing their kids, drowning them in a pool, setting fire to their ass, all kinds of stuff. I'm telling you... The whole thing's gone nuts! And that's why this woman would rather be black.
All right, I want to jump in and I take control of this conversation for just a moment. You've said a lot of very provocative things.
Oh, wait, hold on. What is this all of a sudden?
Yeah, Phil, what's the problem?
Yeah, you're like, I'm going to take control of it. What needs to be taken control of?
Because there's some, you know, you sitting there with the victory dances. I want to know something, okay? I'm not necessarily disagreeing, but let me just ask you. The fact that Rachel Dolezal is a has assumed the race of black or the African American heritage, even though she's white, you're saying it's the result of her being so traumatized by her white skin, having been in some of these situations.
I'm saying yes. I'm saying that this woman, at a very early age, was given the message that her white skin was inferior. Was something to be shunned, was something to not be proud of. It might have been the fact that she'd seen one of these TV shows. I don't know if you ever seen that Investigation Discovery. I never miss it. Police and I, we watch it all the time. It's fantastic. They always got some white woman on there that took her kids and threw them into a car and set fire to it or drove it into a wall or something. I mean, there's always some kind of whack, crack, wicked, weirded out, and funky white woman that blew it all to hell in a handbasket, you know, so...
Well, that's not to say that the whole white race...
Yeah, I get that, Margaret. You gotta understand something. I'm black my whole life. People have said this and that about black people. I said, well, not all black people are like that. They'll go, yeah, okay, well, whatever.
Well, that's what you're doing to Margaret right now.
Well, isn't that just too bad? You know...
Well, there's no need for you to reinforce a stereotype. That the stereotype... You know, the stereotypical... It's stereotypical.
Yeah, it's stereotypical.
Yeah, all right. Boy, you guys are some brain surgeons here, man. I can't, you know, I'm in some heavy-ass company here. It's stereotypically stereotypical, huh?
What I'm saying is, why would you reinforce the stereotypicality of it? You know?
What I'm trying to tell you people is the following thing.
You people?
That's right, you people. All right.
Meaning the white people. Isn't that what you're saying?
Hey, look, Dickman.
Isn't that what you're saying? I must know.
Shut up, bud.
Sorry.
I'm saying that the white folks sometimes can be just as... Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Here, look. This girl would rather be black. Why would she want to be black?
Well, maybe it's because she likes the music.
What? Are you that dense? Because she likes the music. So in other words, she risks getting pulled over every time she drives out after like 9 o'clock at night. She risks maybe not getting the bank loan, maybe not getting that house that she wants to move into, maybe looked at suspiciously every time she goes into a store, like maybe there's got to be security after her ass because she may be shoplifting. She wants to live through all of that because she digs the music. Man, I can listen to any kind of music you want, you put on your damn Walkman.
Well, what I'm saying is being a part of the culture.
Well, I just don't see it. I think, personally, that this young lady was traumatized by something in her white background. I think she walked down the street one day as a white woman, and somebody came screaming out of a store and said, "Ah, God, it's white," and ran. Man, I tell you, I've seen it happen a million times. Some of these white folks would come into your part of town back when I was a little boy, you know, the black part of town. And I grew up walking downtown with my mom, and I see this white woman, you know, get out of a car. She wants to go in and get herself a dress or something's going to shop in a store. And it'd be a black woman. Maybe she was working in a house, or maybe she cleaned up the house. Maybe she was a nurse or a nanny or something. She'd see the white woman go, "Ah, it's white." And she'd start running, man.
Just some spontaneous, frightened action.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Sometimes you couldn't believe some of these whites would come into your part of town. You see them because all they represent to you is an owner, like that Bull Connor. When I was a little kid, I called him Bullshit Connor. You know, because that was a real bad, dirty word, and...
Well, it doesn't make a lot of sense.
No, it doesn't make a lot of sense, but I use that. I call, "Here comes Bullshit Connor." And so, if I seen him coming to town, I'd run. Tell me I wouldn't run. Are you kidding me or something?
Yeah, Bull Connor coming to town.
Hell yeah. You'd run your ass off, you know.
Well, okay, Bull Connor, but if you just see some lady...
Well, no, not... Yeah, okay, Bull. If you see some white woman get out of a car, and the first thing you think of are lampshades. Yeah.
So, oh, that is unbelievably ridiculous.
Wait. All you people are doing is you're denying my feelings, and that's wrong, and it hurts me. I have my feelings.
All right, I'm sorry you got your feelings, okay?
No, not that I've got them.
I'm sorry that I'm not trying to deny your feelings, Professor. I'm saying it's very difficult to believe.
Well,
all right, look, come on. Emery, whatever the hell your name is.
My name is Professor Emery Clayton. For the 978th time, Professor Emery Clayton. That's my name, okay? Say it again, and I'll say it the same. However that fucking...
Emery Clayton, that's my name. Spell it out, and I'll do it the same.
Yeah. Spell it out? No, that's not how it goes.
That doesn't make any difference. Let's take a break, okay?
Yeah, you do that, man. You take...
Phil Henry's show.
What I'm trying to get to, he's very touchy.
Well, I think the professor made a good point when he said there's been an awful lot of this kind of... really distressing, it's distressing racial news that we have been living through here. I don't blame him. I don't blame him. Very, very, just, you know, it's not America. I don't know what the hell our problem is. Why don't we get over this stuff? Somehow, some way, we're going to have a country, man.
Phil, don't start talking apocalyptic.
I'm just telling you, man, there's only so much a society can take. And there's all kinds of scumbags out there right now that would love to take advantage of all this social distress because they're mentally, you know, like diseased, some of these weird asses.
Yeah, a lot of them militia guys and everything like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So we got to pull our heads out of our asses. We'll be right back here with Professor Emery Clayton as we talk about the Rachel Dolezal story. And we got some other things coming up here. World famous Phil Henry Show.
My God, this is just...
Yeah, this is wretched.
Well, what do you want from me? Isn't there a commercial? Yeah, we were gonna jump in with a commercial here about our website and the backstage pass and about our chat on Friday, but I'm taken aback by the...
This...
Oh, man, this blows. Is this that 9-minute track we played, Bud?
No, this is called Famine Wolf by Between the Buried and the Alive.
What did you just say?
Never mind. Coming up on Friday, we have our big BSP chat. As you know, we do this every Friday night. We're returning to our 9 o'clock Pacific time. We tried 5:30. We tried 6:30. We feel that our 9 o'clock Pacific time is the most the most fun, the most relaxing. We can get more people online with us because 9 o'clock on the Pacific Coast, everybody's off work, and midnight on the East Coast, everybody is, you know, maybe coming in from the bars or they haven't yet gone out. So everybody is at the top of their game. So check us out on Friday night for our Backstage Pass chat, 9 o'clock Pacific here at the Phil Hendry Show website. If you don't have a Backstage Pass, you need to get one because you have to get an all-access pass.
Yeah, a lot of people saying it. They think that's a jip.
Oh, man, believe me, it's a jip. Hey, hold on for a minute.
General.
No, hold on. You tell those people if they want the privilege of sitting down and chatting with Phil Hendry, then they can make what they, the full, what do you call that thing?
It's an all-access pass.
An all-access pass. Now, I'm not a, you know, Hendry, as far as I'm concerned, he could drop dead of a heart attack right now, and it wouldn't bother me in the least. It's the principle of the thing.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, so,
don't get all hurt-looking, Phil. He's all like,
I know, Phil. He's just making a point.
No, I know he's making a point. Yeah, I heard the point that he was making, and it wasn't a very...
Oh, look, Phil's going to cry.
I'm not crying. Back with us here on the Phil Hendry Show is Professor Emory Clayton from L.A. Canyon College. As we talk about Rachel Dolezal, I want to also bring on the line Reverend, or Pastor William Rennick from the Joyful Union Congregation, who is, you know, a guy who obviously has spoke on racial matters. Pastor, how are you?
Well, I'm doing very well. I'm a little bit disturbed.
Can I jump in with something, Phil?
Go ahead. Well, wait, what did you want to say, Pastor?
Well, I'm a little bit disturbed.
Wait, you said I could jump in with something.
Hey, hold on there. Come on, Reverend. Professor. But nobody knows what I do for a living. That's the part that bothers me.
I know you're a professor. You're a professor, isn't that right?
Yeah.
So why would you call me, you go, Reverend, Pastor,
I didn't go, I said that just hold your horses.
All right, please, Pastor Rennick, you, and then you, Professor,
What's my last name?
Clayton.
Boy, that was close.
You know, I wish you guys would learn some names around here. This is very embarrassing, Phil.
Yeah, you can say that again.
Look. Phil, and I think I anticipate what, Professor, Emory Clayton, Clayton Emory.
My name is Professor Emory Clayton. Emory Clayton. You understand? What a dick and a half. Goodbye.
Wait. Hold on.
I'll give you 5 seconds.
Who's hanging up?
I am.
Both of you guys, just hang on. Just hang on for a second. Would you guys just cool the egos out? Let me direct who will be talking. I swear to God, I will give you guys due time. And let's remember people's names. Professor Emory Clayton and Pastor William Rennick. Pastor Rennick, go ahead.
Why not me?
Because I'm asking Pastor Rennick to go first.
Why do you give me a break, okay? I was here.
Exactly. You were here. Now we'll give Pastor Rennick a break and let him talk.
Okay.
Thank you. And Professor Clayton, I'm very, very appreciative of you allowing me to just say a few words. I think, Phil, first of all, I love you. Phil Hendry, I love him. I love this man very much.
Thank you.
I've known Phil for many, a great man. He's a white man, and so he makes a lot of white man move. You know, one thing about Phil is I love him, but he is just a very typically white. You know, he's always pulling some white man stunt. Like, for instance, now look, I'm going to talk about race relations, so I better get some blacks on. I better get a Negro here, a Negro there, a Negro everywhere. Here, a Negro there, a Negro everywhere.
Wait, hold on.
No, you said I could say. Why are you interrupting, Miss Henry? So, because we're talking about a white woman who's trying to be black, still getting all the black people. All right, that's fine. You can get on Clara. My wife is here, Clara.
I am not going to participate in this. I think Mr. Henry's being very fair.
That's not what you said before. You said, why is he putting all these black people on?
I said, I'm glad he's putting all these black people. Mr. Henry, this is Clara.
Yeah, Clara.
I am very happy that you're doing a panel you're doing tonight. I don't need to be on the air, and I think Pastor Rennick ought to just close it up, clam it up, quiet down, and say what he got to say.
All right, I will, but I just, you know, I said, I got some black people here. Come on, Phil.
It looks the same way to me, Phil. It looks like you are hustling all the black folks on so the white people can all go, woo! I have got to listen to what these blacks have got to say.
No, that's not it at all. I'm asking you guys from the perspective, from the standpoint, what do you think of a white woman passing as black and running the NAACP, running a chapter?
Well, see, that's the thing. as has been very clearly stated, you don't have to be black to be in the NAACP. You don't have to be black to do a lot of things that benefit black people. Black organizations do not have a racial policy. Otherwise, they could not do business with the public. That's something black people have understood for a long time. Black organizations have understood for a long time. If you want to do business with the public, you cannot racially discriminate in terms of membership. Now, this lady, Dolezal, became a black woman by kinking out the hair, putting on some of that self-tan. She got a little bit of that. She looked like, you know, what we call a cream in a coffee, whatever you want to say. Like her father's black, her mother white, her mother's white, her mother's black, her father's white. I don't know. That could have been Caribbean. A lot of people from the Caribbean, a lot of Carib people, what you call your, I call them the milk chocolate Carib. Sometimes you find a mahogany Carib. You have the black folks who come from Aruba. You got the black folks who come from Baduba. You got the black, I'm starting to sing a song here. Baduba and Aruba, I'm just fooling around, Phil. Anna, you want to get serious because I got some serious things I want to say. I'm saying serious stuff. No, you ain't. You're talking about Aruba and Dabuba. No, wait a minute. So, all different shades of black people. Now, nobody's making a big deal out of this other than one group of people, and that's the right-wing Tea Party. What you call that thing?
Yeah, the Tea Party?
Yeah, they have the Tea Bag Party with it. And they're going hog wild over the fact that a white woman would want to become a black woman. I agree with Professor Clayton here when he says that all the whites are flipping their lid. They can't understand why this woman would want to be black. All these white people, all the right-wing white people, because they think being white is the greatest damn thing since canned beer. So,
all right, go ahead, Professor Emery Clayton. What do you got to say?
You know, you guys are sitting here. I can tell when people are forgetting my name.
I was just about to say, Professor, they're looking around for your name. They're struggling for it.
Yeah, I can't believe that, Phil.
Maybe it's because we haven't had you on in a long time. I apologize.
All right. My wife, Claire, can she...
Oh, God damn it.
I'm sorry, Phil. I want to jump in. I wanted to agree with both Pastor Rennick and Professor Emery Clayton. I wanted to say that I have had many friends, girlfriends, who are black, who are passing as black. They're white. I have had many.
You've had... Do you know a great many women like this?
Oh, yes. Absolutely. I don't want to say who, but they would much rather be black. Because the music, the culture, the friendship, the family, everything is healthier. There's not that many nutcases. I'm not saying this to put down white people. I'm just saying they like being in the black culture because there are not too many Fruit Loops and crazy people. They're not running around with a machete and shotguns and machine guns, all this, and trying to take someone's damn head off, you know. It's all cool.
That's what other words are. It doesn't have that psychotic culture.
Yeah, exactly. It's all very, very sane and healthy.
You got to say that right, because people are going to misunderstand.
I am saying it right.
Now, may I jump in and say what...
I'm so sorry, Professor, but I want to say that.
I agree with Clara. I think that there's an important element here. When a white woman passes to become a black woman, she's doing it, and it shocks the whites.
I already said that.
Jesus Christ.
Well, I did. I already said that.
Jesus Christ.
All right, take it easy.
I was going to make that point. Pastor Rennick already made that. I have the phone back, honey. Thank you.
Yeah, I already said that part. I'm the one that said it originally, and I wanted to repeat it.
He did. Professor Clayton, he did say that, and...
I said it originally, and now you're saying what?
I'm saying that I said I backed it up. Pastor Rennick already made the point.
Well, then, fuck it.
You know, these people, man...
I got my aunt on, too.
You got your aunt on line, too? Okay, so we have on the line with us... So your aunt is on line, too, and we still have Pastor Rennick and we have Clara. All right, we're going to come back here with Pastor Rennick and Clara, and we will also come back with Mavis Leonard, and we'll continue talking about Rachel Dolezal and this... and then we'll take some of your phone calls on the Phil Henry Show as we continue discussing this most important and heavy-ass shit. Get yourself a backstage pass at philhenryshow.com and watch every single show. Now, if you're a cheap creep and you want to get some stuff for free,
Go over to YouTube and watch The Real Bud Dickman Channel on YouTube. It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. I'm General Galen Shaw. You spook me for some reason. We're not on yet, dear.
What's that?
We're not on yet.
Yeah, I heard that.
All right, back here on the Phil Hendry Show with Mavis Leonard now joining us, along with Pastor William Rennick and Clara Bingham on Rachel Dolezal, the lady. I want to get, how are you, Clara? Or, I mean, Mavis, how are you?
Is he talking to me?
Yeah, he's talking to me, Mavis.
Yeah, I'm very good, Mr. Henry. It's nice to be on your show. I was on your show yesterday, and I talked to a man by the name of Castorini.
Yeah, that was Reverend Dave Castorini.
Right. Who was that man? I just thought...
This is General Shaw, dear.
Oh, General Shaw, I'm happy to talk with you. Now, Phil, please speak up, because right now I've got a man, there's two men here, they're putting in a brand spanking new hot water heater, you know?
Okay, so a lot of noise?
Yeah, they're putting in all, they're going to have some sound. I don't know, what y'all going to do? Yeah, but if you're going to make all that noise, I can't be on, I'm on the radio right now on a Phil Hendry Show, all right?
Yeah, I don't have to, I got to have a ham wrap.
I don't care what you got to do, I don't care who, you know, do whatever you got to do, but you're making all that noise. It's going to make a world of hurt, because everybody's going to be going ape crap on me. You understand that?
Y'all
talk to me. All right. So, Phil, they were telling me that all that, see what I'm saying there?
Yeah, that's...
All right. They're damn clapping.
I can't hear a goddamn thing.
Say that again, I'm sorry.
All right. Can you tell that guy...
Hey, sunshine. What the fuck? I told you I'm on the radio right now. Why don't you all sit down and have some? What's in that thermos?
Chicken soup.
Let me taste that. God, that's the worst chicken soup. Oh, God. I tell you what I'm going to do. I'll heat up chicken soup for both of you schmucks if you sit there and don't do anything until I'm done. You understand?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. So I told these clowns I'll heat them up some of this. Robert, where's that chicken soup?
Look, I ate it all.
I gotta come over there and kick your ass around the block for drill.
No, some of that tortilla soup is left.
The what?
The tortilla soup is left.
All right, you all want some tortilla soup?
I don't know what it is.
Tortilla soup is good. It's made with tortilla. It's like a Mexican soup. You want that?
All right, I'll have.
All right, where's that?
Yeah, I've been in the refrigerator, or I might have left it under the bed.
I'm going to come down to the Phil Hendry studio and beat your ass bloody if I find it under the bed. Oh, here it is.
Yeah, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, you kidding, all right. You know, the joke's on me. All right, Mr. Henry, I think I'm set to go. I'm just heating up some tortilla soup.
Hey, well, you know, are we doing an interview or not?
Yeah, I'm here.
I'm going to say something.
And I'm going to say something.
I want to say it.
Why don't you go ahead, Mavis, let him.
I think that what we have here is this lady who got fired from the NAACP because she pretended she white. And not about her pretending she white, but the dishonesty. You've got to be honest. You've got to be real.
I'm going to say the same thing. You know, Johnny Otis.
Whoa. Hold the phone. I'm still... You got to be real. Now, the thing about this lady, Dolezal, she was not cool. She wasn't real. I remember when Jimmy Jack Corn, when he took over the Denver chapter, he was out of sight. Because he said what he was, and he was what he said.
Well, I want to agree with the pastor on that. That's true. I agree with that, too, Phil.
Go ahead.
I think you have to be honest and say, are you a white woman? Yes, I am. Well, hell, you look black. Thank you very much. That's as far as that needs to go, you know. But when she lied about it and she brought on some, I don't know how much she paid that schmuck. Well, she had some clown said, this is my father, and I guess she paid him a few bucks so he'd say that he was. And
no, whoa. I didn't hear anything like that.
Whatever it was, but that guy was not her father, and she lied about that. So that's all I'm trying to say, you know. So.
All right, I think we've gotten a good... what happened to Clayton, bud? Oh, he's...
His name is Clayton Emery.
Emery Clayton. I think it's Emery Clayton.
Emery Clayton, yes.
Yeah. Well, we're in big trouble with him because we can't remember his name.
I would agree with him. If you butcher my name up, if you call me Leonard Mavis, I mean, call me Leonard Mayer. That's a man's name. Think about that.
No, we never do that.
Now, don't. If you ever fouled up and called me a man's name, I'd kick your ass around the block for drill. I really would. Because right under this bar, I got a horse cock.
All right. Thank you very much, Mavis and Pastor Rennick.
Yeah, well, look, when you want to have me on sometime where I get to actually say something, that'd be a beautiful thing.
Look, you know, Pastor, with all respect, you're always talking.
Oh, baby. You know something?
No, you're always talking every time you're on here. About time to let somebody else do the talking.
Yeah, you know what? You might take your own advice. Oh.
Okay.
What is it with everyone? Oh,
that's supposedly the burn sound. It's getting old on. It's getting old for me. It's getting old on me too. All right. So that was the Rachel Dolezal thing. I don't know. I don't get how it's tied in with Caitlyn Jenner. Do you?
What?
How's that all tied in with Caitlyn Jenner?
Oh yeah, they've been saying that, huh?
I believe it's tied in with Caitlyn Jenner from the standpoint that the I don't know it. I could give a.
I'm sorry.
I could give.
Well, they're trying to say it's tied into the Caitlyn Jenner thing because it's passing as something that you're not. But you see, understand something, Caitlyn Jenner. That's not anything you choose. That's sort of who you are.
Well, things are going too fast, and what's happening is you've got a certain kind of person out there. Their brain only goes at a certain speed. The country and the culture is moving at a rapid pace. And so these mental midgets and these little tiny heads out there, these brains that are no bigger than my thumb, what are you looking at?
Well.
Oh, you're looking at me like I'm one of them, huh?
I'm not on all issues.
Yeah? Well, I'll...
go ahead.
I'll ignore that.
You're ignoring what?
Because when I said my brain, she put a thumb up like thumb dick.
I didn't mean thumb dick.
Well, why you put up a thumb?
I meant thumb brain. Because you said thumb brain.
That's the only thing that saves you, woman.
And I beg your pardon.
Apologize for that.
I'm sorry.
All right.
Anyway, what I'm trying to say is, there's a lot going on in the culture. There's a lot going on with the human race. People are changing genders. People are changing races. People are changing their underwear. People are changing their hair, their eye color. It's very weird. And it's scaring a lot of people. And it's wigging a lot of people out. And they're going weird on it. They're going weird all over it.
Well,
I'm not done yet.
Talk about it, dear General.
I will. And there's only so much these people who have, you know, they don't have any interest necessarily in learning anything. They want it spoon-fed to them.
Well, I mean, so... Isn't that something?
Excuse, did I say you could talk?
You tell him, General.
Did I say you could talk?
Yeah, you...
Did I say you could talk?
Bloop.
I didn't say you could talk.
But...
I didn't say you could talk.
All right.
I didn't say you could talk.
Will you come on?
All right. So, I would say... I forgot what I was going to say.
So, the point being that the...
the point being that we either let these people catch up a little bit, or we leave them in the dust. And those people will not be left in the dust. Dumb people always resort to, causing problems. That's what the dumb do. They don't try to learn. They try to cause problems. And so we've got a dumb ability. I know that's not a word.
No, that is not. It doesn't even sound very intellectual.
Well, it's going to have to do.
A dumb ability problem.
That's right, Phil. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Henry is a dumb ability. You know, Phil, what are you, Bing Crosby all of a sudden? Hey, y'all.
No, I'm just trying to understand what you're saying because, you know, if people are dumb and they're not understanding what is being said, then what we ought to do with those people is we ought to teach them.
They don't want to be taught, for Jesus' sake.
Don't you understand what the general's saying? Dumb people don't want to be taught. They want you to do it and do it good and do it in the language what they're used to.
Yeah, okay, man. Well... That's some brain surgeon stuff right there.
What have you been doing the language I used to?
They want you to say it in a way they can understand it.
Well, I can see that. I'm not saying that that's not the case, but there's only so much explaining you can do, man. And then people have to,
me typing.
Karaoke, because we,
Oh, for God's sake, Phil.
But no, there's only so much explaining you can do, because then people have either got to get it or they have to commit themselves to eventually learning it somehow, you know? And a lot of people don't want to do that. They just don't want to do that. All right, folks. Margaret.
Yes, I want to sing this one more time.
Oh, for crying. How many times are we going to hear this song?
It was requested
by the individual that requested it. I don't know his name.
All right, so this is Walking in Memphis. It's the, you know, it's the, it's whatever the hell it is. It's the song, right?
What?
It's the song.
Put on my blue suede shoes and I boarded the plane.
Plenty.
No, not what a touchdown in the land of the Delta Blues in the middle of the pouring rain. I'll deal with you later.
Where's the plenty?
W.C. Handy, won't you look down on me? Do you know who he was?
No.
Yeah, I've got a first-class ticket, but I'm as blue as a boy can be.
Walking, get out of here.
Well, I made a mistake.
Falcon, that I'm 10 feet off of Beale.
I'll do it.
No.
I was walking in Memphis. But do I really feel the way I feel?
Yeah! That a ghost of Elvis on a Union Avenue. Followed him up to the gates of Graceland, and I watched him walk right through.
Now, security, they did not see him. They just hovered round his tomb.
Yeah.
But there's a pretty little thing waiting for the king down in the jungle room, man.
I was walking in Memphis. I was walking with my feet 10 feet off a beam. Walking in Memphis. Do I really feel the way I feel?
Sweet. Sweet, sweet, sweet music. Well, ladies and gentlemen,
they've got catfish on the... Come on, will
you? All right, thank you very much. That was,
Well, fine, Phil, so you're gonna play...
We're gonna go out with, another song,
Walking in Memphis.
And Reverend Green, be glad to see you when your ass hasn't even got a prayer.
But boy, you've got a prayer in Memphis.
Yeah, prayer in Memphis.
Oh, Muriel, please, piano, every Friday at the Hollywood. And they brought me down to see her, and they asked me if I would do a little number, and I sang with all my might, and she said, tell me, are you a Christian child? And I said, ma'am, no, I'm not.
Don't fuck the song up.
I said, yes, I am. I'm sorry.
Walking with my feet 10 off a Beale, walking in Memphis.
Feet 10 off a Beale.
But do I really feel the way I feel?
Do I really feel the way that I feel?
Famous Phil Hendry Show is produced by Phil Hendry for Sampre Incorporated, all rights reserved on Podcast One. I'm Margaret Gray. I attempted to do that song. It was carved a new ass.